Mike V, East Coast Radio.
The 10th of June, one day after the Comrades Marathon here in KZN. What an incredible day it was to watch people from all across the world gather together and take part in what truly was the ultimate human race. So we were very impressed yesterday to see Piet Vietsma pick up the win in the men's race. He won in 5 hours, 25 minutes, which was a really strong performance. I was rooting for Tete Dejane, you know, as a South African, but Piet was just really great. And then he won, right? And I made my way as East Coast Radio up to the finishing point, up to the finish line. And Piet basically wiped his face, hugged his coach, had a drink of water, and came to speak to Mike V. That is literally how quickly it happened. He has a chat with Piet Vietsma seconds after winning the Comrades Marathon yesterday.
Hey, Vietsma, congrats on your win. How are you feeling right now?
I feel good. I was confident beforehand. I knew I was in the best shape of my life. I knew I trained better than ever. I definitely profited a lot from altitude training this year because the hills went very easy. Just too bad. Like last 7 kilometers, I didn't dare to speed up too much because I was cramping, mostly in my calves, but also in my hamstrings in the on the uphills. And then I missed the course record by a couple seconds, so that was...
It takes a special run to feel slightly sad that even the win isn't quite perfect. So you trained like a beast in the last year, after last year's disappointments. Do you feel that those added hours were the reason that allowed you to pull through in the end and deliver the kind of race you did today?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was the first time in 5 years that I went on training camp, like any kind of training camp. Altitude training for 6 weeks, and first time in my life that I trained full time. But that definitely made a big difference. Yeah.
And tell me, what's the thing about Comrades that keeps coming back for more?
it's the biggest ultra marathon in the world.
Yeah.
And the audience is incredible. Like the amount of support that I got this year. I mean, last year I was incredible, but this year people know my face, and it's even more incredible. So,
Piet, well done, congratulations.
Yeah, that's Piet Vietsma, the winner of the Comrades Marathon. Up next, the Khadistain, the smiling assassin, was yet again devastatingly good on the course. She just really is in a class of her own right now. And we spoke to Khada as soon as the race wrapped up yesterday. We asked her how the experience was.
It was amazing. Yeah. I have no words. It was the most incredible day. Thank you to everyone. Thank you, Comrades, for putting up the best day in our lives. It's life-changing, and I hope to see the numbers double and triple and quadruple in the years to come, because it's just such an experience, and I want everyone to feel a glimpse of what we experienced here today.
Tell me, how was the uprun compared to last year's down?
The uprun is an amazing run. I feel like it's a little bit more, it comes down to pacing and strength. So you prepare for it, you know it's an uprun, so you prepare for it, you do a bit more hills in the preparation, but it went according to plan, so no complaints from my side.
If you watch you would never say you struggle at any point in the race. Anything that was a little bit difficult, maybe Harrison Flats or maybe in Chango, in any like potentially tough areas for you today?
I mean, generally I felt really good, but it's still Comrades, it's tough, it's not a walk in the park.
Yeah.
I did go through patches where I didn't feel like a million bucks, but you know, you push through, you know you're part of something so big and so spectacular, and that carried me all the way to the finish line.
Well done, Khadi, very proud of you. Amazing run today.
Thank you so much.
She's just the best, and what a great ambassador for the Comrades and our province in general, eh? Khadistain, one of the Comrades Marathon. She was so good yesterday.
Mike V, East Coast Radio.